Blog Talk Radio.
Increase. You want the increase, understand one thing.
Yahweh will give you the increase. If you got him right, he'll get you right. Remember one thing. On the feast days in St. John chapter 10, verse 22, Yahweh the Son came 70 miles from Galilee to southern kingdom called Yahweh Judah, polluted word for Jerusalem, that's 70 miles away. So he came, he left his facility, closed the door, and came 70 miles to the temple of Yahweh. So one thing about it, see right here. And our job is to follow him. So if we follow him, we clear what he did, we got to do. So all you want to know is you following him. He said, be ye followers of me. That's how he taught. Be you followers of him. So remember one thing. If anybody tell you that the feast days, you're supposed to sit back and look behind your curtain and all that, they out of order in Yahweh. You got to gather yourself together and follow Yahweh, because Yahweh in the 10th chapter, verse 22 and 23, he came 70 miles on the feast day. He walked 70 miles. So we got six locations. Call for details, 224-600-5579. And remember, we read over there in Luke chapter 4, verse 16, when he came to Nazareth, he went to a temple over there, and he went in there and he asked for the scroll called Isaiah, and he picked the book up and started doing a little reading and teaching. So never let nobody tell you that you're supposed to sit back and look behind your curtain on the Sabbath day. No, 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 no. That is not good teaching. That's bad teaching. If you're able to influence anybody up on that kind of teaching, they in error, and they're going to have you in error. Remember, follow the Bible. What the Bible tell you to do. So the Bible tell you to do it this way, do the Bible. And that's the key. Want the blessing in Yahweh, do what he did. All right, good enough said on that. We know one thing, that is the second day of Purim. It's a two-day feast day, and all the slots on the international side is filled, so we leave it like that. We bring our elder, and he tell you all about the broadcast. So we get ready to do the bottom part of this feast called Purim. So this is the second part of it. It's a two-day feast. If they had one day, they're going to kill you. They're going to kill you good for one day. So Yahweh turned that kill you good to a blessing and give you 2 days to feast, eat them up, drink them up. And we did it real and grand style at Temple Number 1. And report is on the majority of the six anointed camps, they kept the feast day and they was all into it in grand style. So now, but that's only half in and half more to go. So we rip back on the case for some more. But eat them up, drink them up, but we're going to teach a little word at the same time. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tills, Yahweh bless you, that's C. Roy.
And Yahweh bless you, C. Israel, the C. Roy. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
All right, Elder, this is the second day of the feast called Purim. Feast, the second day of it, and we done them up in grand style last night. And we look forward to doing up again, back to back. You know one thing about it. You're going to always be, well, you telling Yahweh, I've done it the way you told us to do it. So you on the clock, so whatever you want to tell this national audience, the microphone is all yours, and we'll see if we get something going on after your lead. You on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you. Sir Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And we welcome and thank all of you that are attending our broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. But I was sitting here listening to a few things that said that kind of struck my interest, that people sometimes sit in the dark on the Sabbath day. That makes me think about what Yahweh told us to do, because you know the Yahweh of this world, which you look at in 2 Corinthians 4, verse number 4, he's the one that blinded the minds for them that believe not, and having you to believe that Yahweh wants you to do things in a certain way. But if you actually read a few verses farther, 2 Corinthians 4 and go to 6, and see what it says about that light. Verse number 6 says, for Yahweh, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, had shined it into our hearts and minds to give the light of knowledge to the glory of Yahweh and the face of Yahweh the Son. So we learn to treasure these different things that we learned that Yahweh said we should do and actually teach. Because I mentioned before, it's up to the Yahqwali man that teaches the Yahqwali mother, which is in the home. The mother teaches the kid before they go out into the world. You even see animals sort of doing the same thing if you think about it. Look at the baby birds in the nest. The mother comes home and feeds them and teaches them what it is, how to take care of this stuff. And that's on an animal. But we have precedence over animals. Yahqua gave us that years ago. So we do things different. We train up our kids how to go out into the world, and we teach the adults. One example, what I'm speaking of, is in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. It tells you clearly, train up a child in the way he or she should go. And when he is old, he or she will not depart from it. This is more or less like what I'm talking about right now. I said before that the due order is a taught behavior that's learned. Even the indigenous elders held their powwows and passed their stories on to the fathers and the tribal mothers and the teachings about life. They passed this on for generations. But nowadays, most of the things that we look at is peer pressure, and peer pressure causes all the problems in the youth. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5, it says, specifically says, if anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of the children of Israel, Church of Yahuwah? This is very serious, and we have to look at this. This is why we always break down the scriptures and give it to you the way that the Bible says that it should be given. We learn to give praise to Yahuwah and to be humble, and giving praise on the Sabbath day. Don't be like Mr. Doeg, the Edomite, as mentioned in 1 Samuel chapter 22. Oh, he was a bad guy. We can't be like him. We have to be like what we're told. So this is why we came to hear the things in the Bible that most of us can hear. And some listeners have said before, they can never understand. But this is what we make very possible, this misunderstanding that most people take the wrong way. Come out of that darkness. Sit in the light. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching in Christianity. We welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahqwah's Ministry. We come to you live each and every time with Yahqwah's Word, learning how to connect the books, your health, and foods you can eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do all this because you are not. This is information that you came to seek from the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahdah. We're open unto you on normal days from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And sometimes not having a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, Sabbath class we do have. The top part of Sabbath is usually Friday, starting on 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. And the online class that starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We're also using a website address on any search line. Enter tribeyahdah.com. And after clicking on it, just on the big line, you'll see choices. And one will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the Book of Psalms when we read chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahqua, you kindred to the people. Give unto the Yahqua glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahqua the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahqua loves that you're forgiven. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures we read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and also, again, mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, alive. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, and radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of. on this program. Hallelujah. Wow. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends, including myself, in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. Just enter three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, once again, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers that you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions about, which can be answered by any one of the 61 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. And also by calling the same number, you can order what we have known today as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD, any particular 12 programs of your choice. On this note, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. He is usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos. And now, in addition to that, even the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of today's program, you'll be able to catch our entire show after 10:30 p.m. Just enter on any search engine, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites. Just choose the program that you're late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now during the normal Broad Talk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we enlisted under ethnic group, African American. Once again, just look for Voices of the True Israelites. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. And if Blog Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching, for your convenience, will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. So at this particular time, we'll return our program back over to our seer Israel. But I would say, don't forget about 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. Yahuwah who commanded light to shine out of darkness, so you can actually see and hear what's going on. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
All right, Daniel, that's excellent. And we live at all the camps is open for the second day of the feast of grand style. But you made a profound statement in the verse there, Elder. And we're going to take a look at that verse today. It's something in that verse. I told you, we listen real good, but Yahuwah have everybody make statements and to bring out certain things. So you made a statement over there in first chapter of the book of Timothy, 3 verse 5. You made a statement over there. And that was pretty good. And Brother Titus, take a look at that verse right there. That verse from Titus 3 verse 5. It was a statement that was made. I heard that. So it was, and then I heard that for a reason. And we'll take a look at that after the young lion Bob Micaiah tell you what Luke 12:12 takes to say. What it says in Luke 12:12. Then we'll look at this Timothy verse. There's something in that verse that Elder brought out. And we're gonna look at it just a little bit. And remember, this is bottom, the second day of the feast of Purim. But tell me about that statement that was made, that the Almighty said, Seal, did you hear what he said? And that statement, we're going to go back and take a peep at that statement after we get up some Luke chapter 12, verse 12, second day of Purim. Young lions are all around Camp 1. Brother Micaiah Israel, what did it say?
Look at Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 12 read.
What it read?
For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
And I believe that. The righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour what you ought to say. Now, the elder made a statement there, Brother Titus Israel.
Yes,
I think it was in 1 Timothy 3, verse 5.
That's right,
that's
1 Timothy 3, 5.
Yeah, what did that say again?
1 Timothy chapter 3,
mm-hmm.
verse 5 reads.
What it reads?
For if a man knoweth not how to rule his own family, nation,
yes.
How should he take care of the temple of Yahuwah?
How could he take care of the temple of Yahuwah until he get his family in order? See, you got to get your family in order. See that, and that is the game changer right there. So it was a statement made there. It was a prophecy that was made. It was a prophecy made in Jeremiah 31, verse 22. A prophecy was made there, Brother Titus. What was the prophecy made that we can read in Jeremiah 31, verse 22?
Look at Jeremiah this year.
That was very interesting. What did it say?
Chapter 31, verse 22 reads, how long would you go about, O you backsliding daughter?
He said, how long would you continue, old backsliding daughter? What daughter is he talking about that we can read that, Brother Micaiah? And the book of Jeremiah 2, verse 6. Who's this backsliding daughter he's talking about? Because I don't know if this old backsliding daughter will continue with what's on the table. This old backsliding daughter. What daughter are you talking about?
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 2, verse 6. Verse 6 reads, neither said they, wherever Yahuwah brought us up out of the land of Egypt, polluted word from Mezarim. They led us through the wilderness, through a land of desert.
What verse you read?
Say Jeremiah chapter 2.
Well, make it 6-2. Make it 6-2 there.
6-2.
Young line. Make it 6-2. I want to precept a little bit. Make it 6-2.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 6. Picking up at verse 2.
Yeah.
Verse 2 reads.
What it reads?
I have likened the daughter of Zion, polluted word for Yada, Judah, to a comely and delicate woman.
Who he talking about in this verse right here, according to what we read in Jeremiah 31:22? So who is he talking about, Brother Titus? In this verse 31, verse 30. See, when you precept your Bible.
That's right.
Your Bible starts telling you what he's talking about. Because remember, the world reads the book as a novel. But it ain't for one people that, when you precept your Bible, you follow the instructions that is written to do so, our Mother Z. And the 28th chapter, verse number 10, it tells us what to do. See, if you really want to understand your Bible, you got to really pay attention to what he's saying. You know, I really got happy when one of the brothers out of one of the camps said, you know, oh, I think I want to learn how to precept. Well, I hope you, if it came out your mouth, I hope you learn how to precept, but you got to learn how to precept from those that are precepts, you know.
Yeah.
And that's six anointed camps, so you can't take it somewhere else because they're going to compound you and have you talking all kind of wild ways and it ain't going to be correctly. They're going to tell you plainly, Mother E, in 6:6, Sirach, what it says, Mother E. That's how the book operates, 6:6. It tells you point blank and Sirach 6:6. What do we say we can read? Mother E? what it tells us in Sirach 6, verse 6, and skip down to 35 and 37. What it tells us that we can read. To 37? Uh-huh. Right.
Be
in peace with many. Be in peace with many. Always be in peace with many. Go ahead. And see what we mess up, we have more than one counselor. The only counselor that we know of that we can read is Voices of a True Israelite. Anytime you go outside of Voices of a True Israelite to seek counsel, see, you can't teach us nothing. We do the teaching. See, we do the teaching because we are ordained from Yahweh to take care of this business. And when you have another counselor, he's going to always have you outside. Even if you once was a member of the Six Anointed Camps, you still gonna, they gonna confound you, and Yahweh gonna help you stay confounded. But once you recognize that you can't meet Yahweh the way you want to meet him, you got to meet him the way he tell you to meet him at. So if you try to get counsel or talk scripture with somebody outside of the Six Anointed Camps, remember their mind is where they was last seen at the Six Anointed Camps. Their mind would not go no further. That's why you hear brothers say now, well, you know, I come to class, but I ain't going to bring no Bible, and I just sit in the corner in peace. Because their mind is where their mind at instead of just saying, well, you know, I'm fed off so bad and put that pride spirit down and just suck it up and just, where you at? Build yourself up, and y'all probably will kick in. He'll kick in with you. He'll build you up. But you have to have that spirit to say, okay, I know I can't do this, but I want to do this. I want to get in with the click, so I got to do the right thing. So we see these spirits that jumps off like that. So skip down to verse 35. Hear what it says.
Be willing to hear good.
Be ready to hear what?
Every good discord.
Well, what you mean, get ready to hear all every good discord? That what it say? Good discord?
Yahwali
discord.
Okay. Oh, Yahwali discord. Okay, good. Right now, I'm ready to jump all over the place right now. So you always got to stay in line to hear. What kind of discord?
Yahwali.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Right. See, when you get out from under Yahweh in your conversation, everything's going to escape you. Stay up under Yahweh. And Yahweh will direct you the way you're supposed to be, what you're supposed to be on. Yeah. But when you get outside of Yahweh, you're going to be drifting. You're going to drift off. You're going to be all over the place. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. If
you see anointed ministry of understanding, Voices of the True Israelite, six anointed camps. And get be time to the six anointed camps. And be at the temple site at all six locations. Be the first one in and last one to leave. Be the first one in and the last one to leave. Go ahead. Right, and let your mind be, don't come in thought talking about, don't come in talking outside of Yahweh. See, don't come in talking about something outside of Yahweh's business, or you lose that then and there. When you come into Six Anointed Camps, come in with the mindset of improving where you at in Yahweh. How many times John got shot, how many times Betty done the breakdance? Roll all that up to after that over with. Huh? Go ahead and read.
And meditate continually.
And do what? And meditate in the Torah instruction. He's telling us some good stuff. Meditate in the Torah instruction. I mean, you might be got, you know, all kind of hot statements on your head. But keep it up under Yahuwah. Because Yahuwah said, be a follower of him. You're not following him and you're talking about everything other than, as soon as your mouth starts talking, it's going to be outside of what was on tape. And that's why we had a short today. And that's why that verse that the elder read a little while ago, if you don't know how to rule your family, what good are you going to be for the congregation of Yahuwah if you can't rule your family? And rule your family is according to what he got written in this book. The rule is what he got written. That's why we got to understand what that means by him to rule your family. Yeah. And how do you rule your family, Brother Micaiah, in 3:16 of Genesis? How do you rule? How do you rule?
Book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 16.
What?
Verse 16 reads.
What?
Until the woman, he said.
Until the woman, he said.
I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your deception. In sorrow you shall bring forth children, and your desire shall be to your husband, and he shall rule over you.
So there's how you rule. Your desire, when you got a mate, her desire is supposed to be to her husband. And he and his job is to rule over you. Is that what we read? This is the hand of Yahuwah. So all that 50-50, I got an opinion about this. No. What did the Bible tell you you got to do? You, first of all, you got to be, but here's the point. What happened, we get with these old wicked tail Yahuwah Judas. They wicked. And then you put the wickedness on everybody. Mm-hmm. See, that's why he tell you, that's why it's so important about the land school and banquet hall. But we can teach you how to, help me out, Brother Micaiah, how to 721 of 2nd Ezra. See, we can teach you something, what to look for in 2nd Ezra 7:21.
The book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 7, picking it up at, read verse 21.
Yeah, what it say?
21 reads.
What it read?
For Yahuwah has given strength to our instruction, to such as came, what they should do to live, even as they came, and what they should observe to avoid punishment.
So how you avoid punishment? He'll give you straight what?
Torah instruction.
And what will it do for you? What will it do for you? Go ahead. Come on, bring it out. It teach you how to avoid punishment. The Torah instruction will teach you how to avoid punishment.
That's right.
If you understand that, if you know what the Torah instruction says, it'll teach you how to avoid punishment. Right? Hey, Moses, did you finish that verse 37 all the way out? You didn't? Okay, give me a little bit more of that verse 37 then. So, Rod 6:37.
He shall establish
thy
mind.
So he'll establish your, in the Torah instruction, what will Yahuwah establish?
Mind.
Your mind. What?
And give thee wisdom at thy own desire.
And he'll give you wisdom at your own desire. And when you got wisdom, would anything different be that we can read, Brother Micaiah, 8 verse 1 of the record book of Ecclesiastes. So if we see, so how do we know you have wisdom? See, you got to be able to look in this book, and you can tell what person on, what's going on in their life and everything else by the pages of the book. He'll give you this discernment if you understand what this man is saying. What is he saying? 8:1.
Book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 8, verse 1.
Listen to this.
Verse 1 reads,
what?
Who is as the wise man, and who knows the interpretation of a thing?
Yeah.
A man's wisdom makes his face to shine.
So you will see a different glow about a person. When they in the word of Yahuwah, they got the word of Yahuwah. They want their eyes are being a different type of. You can tell they on something that's big. They won't be in, they want all those praise. Like sometimes you read a verse and they go up, their shoulder go up on this way, shoulder go down, whoops, and they get all, you know, that's James 1 verse 8 there, Brother McKay. That's what that is, James 1 verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
So what does James 1 verse 8 say? See, you can watch everybody from the page of the book if you understand. He going to show himself as soon as he show himself. As soon as he open the mouth, you know exactly what they on. If any goat in them, if they in the same, if they in the same old,
hallelujah.
They're going to tell you everything as soon as he open the mouth. As soon as you look at the eyes, you can tell what they at. What's the guy do? What you reading now?
The book of James, chapter 1,
verse 8.
What it read? And a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
See, when you're double-minded, you are unstable in all. Everything you do, you're double-minded. Yahweh, I say, I'll give you straight Torah instruction how to avoid punishment. So like he told you in the book, he told you plainly, in the book of Jubilees, Brother Micaiah, 633, he made it so plain to you how you take care of business. In 633, he made it so plain to us how we take care of business in Jubilees. And what did he say?
In the book of Jubilees, chapter 6, verse 33.
What did he say?
Verse 33 reads.
What did it read?
But if they do neglect and do not observe them according to his Torah instructions, then they will disturb all their seasons, and the years will be dislodged from this order, and they will neglect their orders.
And what will happen next? What will happen next?
Verse 34.
Watch this.
And all the family of Israel will forget, and will not find the path of the year.
Watch this now.
And will forget the new moon.
Yep, go ahead.
And season.
Go ahead.
And Sabbath.
Go ahead.
And they will go wrong.
They'll go what?
They will go wrong.
Why would they go wrong in verse 33? Why would they go wrong?
The book of Jubilee 6:33. Let's reread. But if they do neglect and do not observe them according to his Torah instruction.
You see that? That is that there. That's how you'll go wrong.
Yeah.
See, you'll go wrong. Because you don't go back to the Torah instruction, see the Torah instruction saying, so now you could go wrong. And that's why you paid no never mind the most important piece it is right now is Purim. But not knowing these right here, you probably had your vacation already set up for everything for this Purim. Why? You ain't supposed to even be here. Not for the Benjamites. And this don't pay you no never mind. This don't pay you no never mind.
That
you only supposed to be here.
Right.
Not for the Benjamites getting together and putting this together. He put his daughter, I think it's that daughter, in the big house. For these days are right now to tell the king all that line Esau and his five sons are traveling that day as a white man and white woman. When you go ahead nowhere next to you anyway,
amen.
You know, hey, they on some crooked stuff for us.
Amen.
See? So, but we, you know, and we not able to tell ourselves nothing, we're not able to tell our family nothing, and we come in with one of those Santa Claus grin on your face. And ain't doing nothing in Torah instruction.
Hallelujah.
They got a Santa Claus grin on your face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something to think about. Now, I'm going to say all that, so let's go back now with that understanding there, Titus. So now, when we read now in 31:22, see, this is the point we're making. Now, like I said, it'll drop the verse on Taylor 3, verse 5. So it's telling you that you have to make a decision according to the Bible. And as long as you don't make you can avoid punishment if you make a decision according to the Bible. Look what he says again in verse number 31:22 again.
Jeremiah the Seer, chapter 31, verse 22.
Right.
Reads.
What?
How long will you go about, oh, you black sliding door?
Daughter who? Who's daughter you talking about?
Yadda Judah.
Southern King. Come up, the one right now. The lead tribe. How long is the lead tribe? How long are you gonna continue being a backslider to me? That's what he's talking about right there. Because we said all that precept to be clear, to come back to this verse, and we can put it, we can tap it in there, because we went to 6:2 and found what he talked about in Jeremiah, didn't we? And then we did read what Mother E said, she did read, Mother Z didn't read 28 verse 10 of Isaiah. So I had to come back to that. Now you can go and read it now, Mother. Mother Z, now you can go back to 28 verse 10. Could he tell you the word called must? See, anybody standing before you understand this word, it's telling you it's a must in this word. And what the must word said, Mother Z, that we can read? Must. You must what? 28 verse 10. The word, the biggest word in there, must. Ain't no way of getting, ain't no way of getting around it, that's what it's saying. You must what?
Isaiah chapter 28 verse 10.
What it say? Verse 10
reads,
what it read?
A precept must be upon
precept. What you say, Mother?
Precept must be
emphasize that word. And that word come out. Put them all out of you and your boys.
Precept must be upon precept.
Must be. That's an order. Precept must be upon what?
Upon precept.
Go ahead.
Precept upon precept.
Yeah.
Line upon line.
Mm-hmm.
Line upon line.
Yeah.
Here a little and there a little.
So we must do what, Mother? What we must do? And how we do it? Go here a little bit and there a little bit. Or you get somebody to get outside with the birthday guy on the table and tell them go somewhere and tighten it up, but you like you put a pistol in their face. You say, okay, you got a birthday on the table, right? What a precept to that. Now you don't put a pistol in his face. He just lost his all outdoors on now. Give me the answers according to the Bible. Now you're finished. Now all thing you got now is tongue and cheek now. We ain't going nowhere with this conversation. See? And that's what we messed up at. Because we're not following the order. The order says you must precept and you must do everything according to the first five books. That's your foundation. 11 verse 3. Mm-hmm. So we found out we was reading some, come on, finish that verse up now. This is a prophecy of 31:22. Let's see just what this says. 32, come on, I'll back again, Brother Titus.
Jeremiah 10, chapter 31, verse 22, reads.
Listen to this.
How long would you go about, O black son and daughter, Yada, Israel?
Yeah.
For Yahweh created a new thing in the earth.
Yeah.
A woman shall compass a man.
What is this? That's going to be a what?
New thing.
You see? You see what he said? He said, now over half of Jeremiah in time to come, it's going to be a new thing on the table.
Yeah.
What's the new thing going to be again?
A woman shall compass a man.
You see that? A woman gonna pass a man.
Yeah.
He said, but what kind of thing that's gonna be?
New
thing.
You see what I was just saying?
Mm-hmm.
So otherwise, it's not gonna be in the order thing.
Right.
This thing gonna be way up the road. What is it gonna be?
New thing.
And that's the point, and that's what we have right now. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're working on right now. Relationships and everything. It's always based upon the new thing. And the new thing is contrary to Yahweh. You see, the new thing is, that's why they tell you what to do to avoid punishment, but this new thing won't be in your mind. Let's go to the book of Sirach there by Titus.
Yes, sir.
37:12-15. Listen good.
On the Sirach.
Mm-hmm.
Seer 37, verse 12 to 15.
Watch this.
Sirach the Seer, chapter 37, verse 12 to 15.
What?
But be continued with a Yahwali man.
But see, this is where they mess up at. They don't continue with a Yahwali man. They continue with a man that's got a good position in the world,
mm-hmm.
long shoes on, 6'4". See?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? That's what it do. And then when that man deposits 2-3 babies and you're going about his business, he say, every man ain't no count. Here's the reason why. To tell you what to continue in. That's why you got to be clear when you bring up these daughters and these sons, exactly the rules and regulations.
Right.
It's supposed to be brought up in them to do what in verse 37? 12.
But be continually with the Yahwali man.
And that's the last thing they have is a Yahwali man.
Yeah.
They have a man of the world. They have a Christian man.
Yeah.
They have a Christian man, a Muslim man, any kind of man, but a Yahwali man.
Right.
So that means and none of them is going to follow the Torah instruction. Ain't no Christian man going to follow the Torah instruction. Is that right?
That's right.
Wow. Don't a Christian man keep Sunday?
Yeah.
That's right.
Don't a Christian man keep Lord God and Jesus?
Yeah.
That's right.
So how you got a Christian man and the Bible in his hand, he's going to properly do so? You see that?
Mm-hmm.
He tell you what to do. Continue with a Yahwali man. So when you're raising these young babies up, put yourself to the side, understand one thing. You got to raise your babies to understand something before they even get out there in kindergarten or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get a Yahwali man. Then I got to tell you about a Yahwali man, and this is going to tell you about a Yahwali man. Why? Now, here go. Person just can't say, hey, who are you? I'm a Yahwali man.
Right.
Okay, let's even say about a Yahwali man, Reed.
Whom you know it.
Who you what?
Whom you know it.
Who you know what?
To keep the Torah instructions.
You see the man just said, and that same thing he read in 633. Same thing. You got to make sure you get a man that keep the Torah instructions.
That's right.
Ain't nothing going to check him. Satan ain't going to check him. Christianity is going to say the devil. Islam and Judaism.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to say the devil. You got to make sure you understand your loved one come in contact with you. I don't care if he's a doctor, school teacher, whatever. Is he a Yahwali man?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
That's right.
That's why you got to show him what to look for, a Yahwali man.
Mm-hmm.
Then a Yahwali man, what is a man of Yah? A Yahwali man is a what? What is
who you know it?
Go ahead.
Who you know it, keep the Torah instruction.
Who you know that keep the Torah instruction. So that means he'll be in one of them 60 morning caps. He'll be the first one there and last one to leave. Then you can say, well, we're working with something. Huh? We're working
with
something.
That's right.
See? When you know he keeps the Torah instructed, so he's the first one in, he's the last one to leave.
That's right.
Then he's getting instructions from the elders.
Mm-hmm.
You see? He's getting instructions on how to conduct yourself as being a Yahwali man.
Mm-hmm.
That got to be taught in him.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and read.
Whose mind is according to your mind?
See, and the mind that got to be is according to your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But your mind got to be a what?
Yahwali man.
You see what happens?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That is right there. Got to be. That's why it's so important for us to have the land, school, the banquet hall to teach our offspring to come to show them. This is where you make your mistake. And then you put a blanket statement on everybody. Now you go with Big Jack and Big Bob, and now you got 3-4 old loose babies around. But see, he wouldn't have been that way if you understood he wasn't a Yahwali man from the get-go, and your legs would have stayed clamped together.
That's right.
Huh?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have been in that position if you knew that was a Yahwali man.
That's right.
Because you got so many amazing mistakes by letting you go out there on these dates and everything else,
mm-hmm.
proms and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to drink them up or have some of that kind of weed you just to put in the drink, and all of a sudden she's staggering all over the place. Don't know what happened.
Yep.
They got everything going on now.
Yep.
There you mess around out there in them wicked places and these proms and stuff. And old boys already on seeing the dope man already, and they give me some stuff to put him to sleep in about 15 minutes.
That's right.
So you go take you about 20 minutes to get them back home to where they at. So in 15 minutes, they're going to fall asleep in the car.
Mm.
You know what the man going to do while you fell asleep in the car.
Mm.
Huh? You know what he's going to do. Mm. He set it up to do this. Mm. See, that's why you got to be clear about what the man is saying in his Bible.
That's right.
That's why you get these old wicked men, and then you know, otherwise these niggas.
Mm-hmm.
You get these niggas.
Mm-hmm.
And then you make a, then you classify everybody as one of them. No, you got some as a Yahuwah man.
That's right.
But you got to be told how to be a Yahuwah man by following the instruction of a Yahuwah man.
That's right.
That keep the Torah instruction. Mm-hmm. That's why it's so important about the school to come, to help to understand one thing. You don't. You end up with a nigger. That's what you end up with. A fast talking, long pocket nigger. That's what you end up with. Then all of a sudden, then he gone about his business. Now you got two there now.
Mm-hmm.
See? And he gone about his business. And that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now you gonna go down there and put the name on it. And now he's going to have to pay child support. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But he first got to get a job because he do everything illegal anyway. So all this going to happen because you don't know what this Bible says. That's why it's so important for us to be able to bring out what's important about the Sabbath day, these feast days, how to show these young ones how to come up now, sacrifice yourself, get your wicked spirit out the way, and let's talk about the babies to come.
That's right.
Okay? Yeah, we got to do. Come on, read. Spell it out of verse 15.
All right. And was sorry with you in truth miscarriage.
So he was sorry. A Yahuwah man will be with you all the way.
Hallelujah.
But you got to make sure he's a Yahuwah man.
Mm-hmm.
Then this man got to make sure when he get him a better head or start looking at a better head, it got to swing toward Brother Micaiah in 7:19. Now, how do you find a good? How you find you a better head? How do you? What do you look for?
Mm-hmm.
So you see, you got to look for a Yahuwah man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now what you do? Now, suppose you got daughters. I mean, suppose you got sons. What they supposed to look for?
Right.
Because a lot of our babies now end up in the penitentiary and all over the place,
mm-hmm.
because of they looking at the red dress, the Coca-Cola bottle,
mm-hmm.
and the nine they came up. They burned water. Everything out of order. Everything she cook is out of order from the slave master. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is out of order. But see, you supposed to be shown this, bringing them up, what to look for in Sirach chapter 7, verse 19. Wise and a good woman. A good woman. You imagine you see it?
Mm.
A good woman. What make a woman good?
Mm.
See, what make them good? Let's find out. See, now that right there you got some on table there. What make a woman good?
Mm-hmm.
She talk good, smell good, walk good. What make her good according to the Bible? We're going to take a little look at it, Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
We go on to the 31st chapter of Proverbs, verse 26. Let's find out what make a good woman. What you look for, a good woman. Oh, I got a good woman. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Then we go on to Proverbs 31, verse 26 and find out. Is this good woman line up with what do this Bible saying?
That's right.
Let's see what a good woman in 31:26.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 31, verse 26 reads.
Listen to this.
She opened her mouth with wisdom.
Wait a minute. What she opened her mouth up?
With wisdom.
Go ahead and read.
And her tongue is the Torah instruction.
And her tongue is the what?
First five books, Torah instruction.
Go ahead and read.
Of kindness.
Of what kind of way?
Kindness.
That is the definition of a good woman. When she opened her mouth. Now you know what to look for in a good woman. That we can read. Read again.
Proverbs 31, verse 26, read.
Listen good.
She opened her mouth with wisdom.
She opened her mouth with wisdom.
And her tongue is the first five books to her instructions.
Not only she opened her mouth with wisdom,
mm-hmm.
not only she opened her mouth with wisdom, mother, E. 15, verse 1 of Proverbs. Not only opened her mouth with wisdom, That's what I say, when Errol dropped that verse down 3:5, you know, the light went on, and that's all Almighty Yahweh did not touch on that right there. Break that down a little bit. We're going to Proverbs 15:1, backed up with Moses, and Proverbs 25:15. Back to back. Listen good.
Proverbs 15:1.
Right.
It's all words. It's all counsel. That's the way it rests.
See, a soft answer. It's not that you don't listen to what they got to say, but they got to know how to say what they say to you. Mm-hmm. A soft answer, turn away what?
Yeah.
It depends on how you might say what you said to me. That's why you got to understand, if you got the wisdom, you give this man a what kind of answer? And what it do? It turn away around. But if you want to put this much base he got on the table, you all you do is estimate. Did you see what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
A soft alpha, turn away around. Is that what we're reading?
Yes, sir.
Keep reading. Give me some more.
But grievous words.
You see what they do? Then you say you look you got somebody with you and you already hot and they gonna say something even piss you off even worse.
Mm.
Huh? Now you look at her. now you turn around and look at her. You don't see it the way I see it. No, I don't see it the way you see it. You see what's going on now? So now whatever I was on now I'm zeroing on you now. See that? It must have been 25:15. Yeah.
By long forbearing is a proud prince
persuaded
in a false tongue breaks the bound.
You see what a soft tongue do for you? See, that's why you have to make sure if you got a mate. If you're looking for a mate, you got to make sure she understands that she got a role to play, and you got a role to play. You're supposed to be according to what the Bible tells that Yahweh created you to do, and you're supposed to be focused in on what I'm on.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? But if you want something different, then you might say, but why you ain't listening to me? Because you want something else. See? But that ain't what the creation is about. Once we understand the creation about, and when Elder read that verse 3:5, then we understand our role. We both got roles to play.
That's right.
And if we play Bible roles, we're going to be all right. But we don't play Bible roles.
Nope.
Well, you got to hear what my mind got to say. But your mind got to make sure you stand of 26:14. Come on back. Titus, not up here. I mean, back to 31:26. Look what it's saying here.
Proverbs 31:26.
Listen to this.
She opened her mouth with wisdom.
She opened her mouth what kind of way?
Wisdom. And her tongue is the first 5 books for instruction of kindness.
Mm-hmm. What?
Kindness.
Read some more.
Verse 27. She looketh well to the ways of her household.
Right.
He eateth not the bread of idleness.
I mean, she ain't watching the that new thing that got going on now. Everybody watching this new thing called TikTok or something. What is that?
TikTok
or something. What do they call it?
TikTok.
You know what I'm saying? TikTok. I mean, ain't about TikTok. I mean, they got it going on all kind of ways. Walking on their head on TikTok. Now they can't miss a TikTok show.
Oh,
huh? TikTok. Yeah, TikTok show. I said, what is that? Yeah, that was they on the TikTok show.
Oh.
Go ahead and read some up.
All right. Verse 28.
What?
Her children arise up and called her blessed.
And her children called her blessed.
Yes. Her husband also. And he praised her.
Yeah, he praised her.
Verse 29. Many daughters have done virtuously, but you exited them all.
But I'm going to tell you what we do. I'm gonna tell you what we do. I wanna run back and grab me a few more. I wanna put me another look. Two more minutes in this right here. Well, that's the way it's going. In the book Ecclesiastes, by Titus.
Yes, sir.
We're looking at verse 7:29. What does it say in 7:29? See, we can hear, but they gotta wanna be here, but they gotta stop making these moves. Just making these moves because they look and smell good.
Right.
Sirach 7:29. Come on, Brother Titus.
Sirach 7:29? Okay, Sirach. All right, Sirach 7:29.
No, regular book. Give me the regular book.
Yeah. All right, Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 29. Lo, this only have I found, that Yahuwah has made man of right.
Wait a minute. Well, how did he make man?
Of right.
He made the man upright. But what happened?
But they have sought out many inventions.
But they'll need. So you can't blame Yahuwah what he did he?
No.
So how did Yahuwah make this man?
Upright.
He made him upright. But he sought out many inventions now.
Yeah.
That's what the prophecy said. What again in Jeremiah 31, 22?
Jeremiah 31, verse 22.
Okay, let's deal with it a little bit now.
How long will you go about, oh, you black-sided daughters, Yada, Judah?
Backslide, not black.
Yeah,
backsliding.
Backslide.
Daughter, Yada, Judah.
Mm-hmm.
For Yahuwah has created a new thing in the earth.
Yahuwah?
Created a new thing in the earth.
What new thing have he created in the earth? Read.
A woman shook a past a man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. See that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But a new thing, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Give me the regular book of Brother Micaiah and Ecclesiastes 1, verse 9. Let's see what Yahuwah says about this new thing going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
1, verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about this new thing in the world.
Chapter 1.
Verse 9.
Verse 9.
Right.
Verse 9 reads. The thing that have been.
The thing that have been.
It is that which shall be.
That which it be.
And that which is done is that which shall be done.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no new thing under the sun.
It ain't no new thing up under the sun.
Yeah.
So they were created going to be a new thing. What the man made, it ain't no new thing. That man on legend and the inventions got away. It ain't no new thing. The way it was then, that's the way it is now. But he said, I made him upright.
Yeah.
But he going to start out other inventions. Didn't he say that?
Yeah, right.
A new thing going to be on the table. And what the new thing was going to be again? A woman going to get in front of a man. That's what he said. A woman is going to get in front of that man. Huh? He said, that was going to be the new phase. Jeremiah said, what? Oh, man, don't worry about Jeremiah. That was a long time to come. You ain't got to worry about that. You hold that up. That would be a long time to come before that happens. You see? So now we find out that's the new thing that's going to be done. But Yahuwah said what? It ain't nothing new.
Right.
So when we read what happened in the beginning, we supposed to understand that Yahuwah did not make a mistake in the beginning. So he said a new thing was going to happen. Yahuwah didn't make no mistake. You can't say he made no mistake. He didn't make no mistake. We left the new thing stepped up in there. But ain't nothing new up on the sun. And what is the new thing that we can read? Now we go and find out what the new thing. What is the thing that was on the table? And now the new thing, we're going to find out what was the thing on the table that Yahuwah did by going to 127, Brother Titus. Let's see what Yahuwah said in 127 of Genesis. So we already see the prophecy of a new thing will be on the table, right?
That's right.
Let's see what happened in Genesis we can read in 127.
First book of the Heavenly Tablets, the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 27,
mm-hmm.
reads,
what?
So Yahuwah created man in his own image.
He created, who he created?
Man. In his own image.
Right.
The image of Yahweh created he him.
Right.
Male and female created he them.
Yep.
Verse 28. And Yahweh blessed them. And Yahweh said unto them.
What did he say to man?
Be fruitful.
Yes.
And multiply.
He said, man, be fruitful and do what?
And multiply.
Okay. What does he tell man to do?
And replenish the earth.
What does he tell man to do?
And replenish the earth.
Go ahead.
And subdue it.
And what?
And subdue it.
You told man to do? Mm-hmm. Now, what do the words, look at that on your phone, see what subdue means. Somebody give me the definition of that word. So he told man to do what?
Subdue it.
That's what he told man to do. Didn't he say that?
Yes, sir.
That's what Yahweh said in the beginning. Man, so man's job is to do what to the earth?
Do it.
What that word mean? What that word mean? To do. Go ahead.
Overcome.
To do what?
Overcome.
So man supposed to do what?
Overcome.
We'll leave that for time's sake. So man supposed to overcome. Whatever he supposed to overcome, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go to Genesis. Come on, Brother McCoy. Let's go to 2:15-18. Huh? Hallelujah, Father, Elder. Come on, Elder.
All right, this is from Gideon. Subdue, to conquer, and bring into subjection.
Yeah. So man's job is to do what?
To conquer.
Conquer.
To subjection.
And bring it into subjection. That was the order that Yahweh gave to who?
Man.
Is that what we're reading?
Read.
Let me go on Genesis. Come on, Brother Titus 1 and 2. Or Brother Micaiah 2:15-18. And Brother Hell Me, Second Ezra 1, verse 6-54. Waiting on me, Brother Titus.
Hey, the book of Genesis. Chapter 2, verse 15-18.
Mm-hmm.
15, read.
What?
And Yahweh took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden.
You took who?
He took the man.
Uh-huh.
And put him into the Garden of Eden.
Okay.
To dress it.
Yeah.
And to keep it.
Yes.
Verse 16. And Yahweh commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat.
Yeah.
17. But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you should not eat of it.
You should not eat of it.
For in the day that you eat it, therefore you shall surely die.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 18.
Okay.
And Yahweh said,
what?
It is not good that the man should be alone.
Right.
I will make him a helpmeet for him.
Yahweh made for man?
I will make him a helpmeet for him.
And what he supposed to be doing prior to that? Where we look on the phone, he supposed to be doing what?
Oh, he's supposed to be conquering and
he supposed to be doing
to
what?
Do.
He's supposed to be conquering. He's supposed to be doing all that. And bring everything into subjection. And the woman that was made for him supposed to be a what?
Help me.
What do it say in the 33rd chapter? And look what he says in the 33rd chapter, verse 19. Of the rock. And we're going to take a look at what he says. He's going to tell you something and tell me who understand what he's saying. He was going to Zerah chapter 33, verse 19.
Look at Zerah chapter 33, verse 19.
Listen to this.
19, read.
What it reads?
Give not your son and wife, your brother and friend, power over you while you live.
What? What did he say?
Give not your son.
Your son?
And wife.
And wife?
Your brother.
Your brother?
And friend.
And friend.
Power over you.
Why?
While you live.
While you live.
Mm-hmm. And give not your good to another. Lest it repent you and you entreat for the same again.
Go ahead.
Verse 20. As long as you live.
What did he say?
As long as you live.
As long as you live.
And has breath in you.
Uh-huh.
Give not yourself over to any. Verse 21. For better it is that your children should seek to you.
Yeah.
Than that you should stand to their courtesy.
Yeah.
Verse 22. Verse 22. In all your works, keep to yourself the preeminence. Leave not a stain in your life.
Ain't that what that word mean, preeminence?
Yeah.
What that word mean that we can read? You know, hey, you know. So he's telling man, listen, man. You know, that they go see this there, a new thing will be done. No pentagraph's going to be on the table. This 50-50 thing and all this going to be on the table later on. Primitive. What did it say?
Preeminent. The fact of surpassing all others. Superiority.
Mm-hmm. Now, come back and read that verse again.
Okay.
Come on back and read that verse. Now, listen to what he's saying. Because that's why we were saying yesterday, young line of brother Titus, you got to apply this right. You just can't just go into this, what you're going into, and not have the order up there. You got to see if the order going to be applied.
Right.
That's what we were telling you yesterday. It tells you in 33:19, what again?
The book of Sirach, chapter 33, verse 19 reads, give not your son and wife, your brother and friend, power over you while you live, and give not your goods to another, lest they repent you, and you entreat for the same again. Verse 20, as long as you live and have breath in you, give not yourself over to any. Verse 21, for better it is that your children should speak to you than that you should stand to their courtesy. Verse 22, in all your works, keep to thyself the preeminence, superiority. Leave not a stain in your honor.
Man must always be the leader. Man must always be the leader. What kind of man got to be a leader? Sirach 37:12, man. Read it again. See, that's why you got to make sure. Remember, everybody got a role to play.
That's right.
But man must be a what? Take preeminence, right?
Yeah, right.
That means he got to be the leader. Mm-hmm. That means when he makes the statement, that's the end of it. Is that what we're reading?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we ain't reading that right.
We read.
When we read Bible again, all of a sudden I'm going to get all kind of mail again. When we read Bible. And I say, you know, Elder one brought the statement on the table, so we just go and take a look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but we did say something yesterday to Brother Titus about something, and then, you know, soundly, that you got to, this got to be understood clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Your role.
Yeah.
There ain't no petty pentagraph role.
Yeah.
You got to keep, what kind of way? What word?
Preeminent.
And what that word mean again?
Period.
Y'all hearing that?
Wow.
Huh?
Wow.
And we're going to be looking too. Remember the name you carry now is a powerful name you carry.
Yeah.
Wow. It got lined up with scripture.
Yeah.
Huh? And remember, when they all put that verse on tape, that 3 verse 5. So we're going to be watching everything from the pages of the book. Seeing what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Because the only way Yahweh will make the hit, when we line with this Bible, Yahweh is going to intervene.
Mm-hmm.
Keep telling you. When we line with this Bible, and Yahweh is going to make the next move, but we got to be in order. What kind of order? The Bible order.
That's right.
Bible order. What are we reading?
Book of Sirach, chapter 37, verse 12.
What it say?
Verse 12 reads.
What?
But be continually with the Yahwali man, whom you know is to keep the Torah instructions, first 5 books of the Bible, of Yahweh, whose mind is according to your mind, and will sorrow with you if you shall miscarry.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you got to make sure you bring your offerings up there. You got to make sure they got a Yahweh man.
That's right.
And then you got to bring them daughters up to make sure, all the way around, and this man got to make sure he find him a Proverbs 1 by, Luke 1 by. What we got there, Brother Titus?
On the book of Luke, chapter 5.
See, this got to be off the table. You just can't let your babies bring in a good jumping jack with the basketball in his hand because he's getting ready to sign a great contract.
Right.
Huh? Mm-hmm. You know, because all of the big timers can get all the women.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is you can blow the horn good.
Mm-hmm.
If you can blow the horn good, you can get all the women.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yep.
See? All you got to have is something that will put you apart, you can get all the women.
Mm-hmm.
See, we can tell you these things because, like I said again, you know, to help those that are coming up, and that's why the school is so important,
mm-hmm.
to turn this trend what we got now. Because you got to keep, you know, you got to, don't go get you a nigger.
That's right.
See? Get you a Yahweh man.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you go get these old niggers, then you all don't have a problem. Hey, you know, nigger, he ain't. Then you got three babies by this.
Mm-hmm.
See? You could have bought all that if you'd have understood what we were saying. That's why we got to come now and show you by example how to help others. But we got to lead by example because it's love. Now what we read?
Luke chapter 1, verse 5.
What does it say?
Luke chapter 1, verse 5.
What?
There was in the days of Herod the king.
What about it?
Of Yadah.
What?
A certain priest named Zechariah,
mm-hmm.
of the courts of Abiah,
yes.
and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Verse 6. And they were both righteous before Yahweh.
They were what?
Both righteous before Yahweh.
Both. So don't tell me about what I got. Well, you know, what she at? Well, she went over other place somewhere else. But then you out of order of the will of Yahweh, brother. You got to make sure you clear with your offspring. What got to happen again?
And they were both righteous before Yahweh.
So you see, you can avoid punishment. Because now you got something to check you. You're both righteous.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got, that means you're both righteous. That means the order is known. See, the order is both righteous. That means the only way both of you can be righteous, that means you understand the order.
Mm-hmm.
The order. And what is the order? Go on to the 11th chapter, figure verse 2. That's right. First Corinthians. What's the order? They go to order. They both were righteous, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how you both be righteous. We're going to 11th chapter, verse 2, 3, 8, and 9.
3, 8, and 9.
First
mm-hmm.
Corinthians,
mm-hmm.
chapter 11, verse 2, 2 to 3, skip down 8 and 9.
Yeah, let's see what it says.
But be ye followers of me.
Yes.
Even I also am of Yahweh the Son.
Right.
Verse 2. Now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things. And keep the ordinance as I delivered them to you.
So keep the what?
Ordinance.
Okay, go ahead.
Verse 3. But I will have you to know.
What do you want you to do?
But I will have you to know.
Hold that one. Precept that's 11, verse 3. Brother McGuire of St. John. What do you mean? He wants you to know. What are you talking about? He wants you to know. Yeah. Read about. What are you talking about? He said, I want you to what?
I want you to know.
I want you to know.
The book of St. John, chapter 3, verse 11. Verse 11 reads.
What reads?
Truly, truly, I say unto you.
What?
We speak that we do know.
Oh.
And testify that
we... Hold on. Go back in.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, back in.
Verse 11.
What?
Truly, truly, I say unto you.
Uh-huh.
We speak that we do know.
And what do we do know? Again, we're supposed to know back to Jubilee 633. What are we supposed to know?
The book of Jubilee, chapter 6.
Verse 33. What are we supposed to know?
Verse 3 reads.
What it reads.
But it says, do neglect and do not observe them according to his Torah instruction.
Oh, that's all I don't know. So what are we supposed to know?
Torah instruction.
You see that? You see that? Well, I got my mate. Well, it was not, we don't even deal with the Bible, period. We just deal with life. Oh, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. You're not going to tell me that. What's doing later? I think my old daughter called me last night. And I want to get what? If you bring that old grandbaby over here, let me get a hold of that old grandbaby. Let old Seal get a hold of that old grandbaby. You know what I'm saying? Listen, it's something you got to what?
No.
See, you got to be in a position to help your offspring by telling them what they got to know. Not be guessing at. Because a little guy pull up with his tricycle and say, I got two. You gonna get on one and I ride one. Huh? Yeah? Got a tricycle, he up already.
Yeah,
I got two tricycles.
Right.
You can ride on one. I ride on those. No, you got to know this thing. So you got to know what to look for, and that's what we gotta come in at. So this ministry got to start stepping up, but once we in order, Yahweh's gonna double us up. But we got to know what to see, what to look for in the pages of this Bible. So you got to know. Come on back. What was that? What we got to know again? Now, who was reading that? What we got to know?
I was reading 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I was reading verse 3.
So now he said, what he said again?
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3.
What's
but
that?
I will have you know.
There's something I want you to know.
That the head of every man is Yahweh the Son.
So the man got to be a what kind of man?
Yahweh the Son.
I want you to know.
Body man.
So you can't bring me no any man to my this will you with. Because I don't know what is this man head that you bring over to me. This is a guy I met on my job. Okay, good. You met him on your job, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
Met him on your job. But if the head of this man is who?
Why you my son?
Oh, he don't know about no Bible. When you get this man out from around me, and you go upstairs and sound somewhere. And I heard it. It's just under my roof. It's just on my roof. You see what I'm saying? The only way you get away there, you must be in up on my roof, because you ain't getting past that.
Can I get a precept here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, come on, y'all.
Well, the D.F. Israel. And
Rock chapter 7. Because I'm going to get a couple more in. I'm going to get out there anyway. I'll tell it good enough. On
track. Just add a few statements.
That's right. Come on, bring it in.
That's
right.
Chapter 7, 23
through 20, mm-hmm.
25. To see what that man's obligation is to his daughter in particular. Mm-hmm.
You said Sirach chapter 7, verse 23-25.
Mm-hmm.
Sirach chapter 7, verse 23-25. Verse 23. Has you children instruct them,
mm-hmm.
and bow down their necks from their youth. 24. As thou daughter, have a care of their body, and show not yourself cheerful towards them.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 25. Marry your daughter, and so shall you have performed a weightly matter.
Mm-hmm.
But give her to a man of understanding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, how we are. And you know what we're doing in the family house today? The woman said, your little daughter come in, she's in ninth grade, she come in crying. She said, what's wrong, baby? You know, little Jackie, he got mad at me and we broke up. But that's okay, you'll get your note.
Right.
Is that what we hear? Is that what we hear?
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Yeah.
Is that what we hear?
Most
sincere. Most every, look, don't worry, you get your no. Yeah. Let him go ahead and you'll get a no.
Right.
Is that what you see that? But what if, that's why the man got to be in the household, but he got to be upon the order.
Yeah.
Because first of all, keep him up in that position from the get-go.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
With the boyfriend from the get-go.
That's right.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You see, but the woman going to tell her, don't worry, you'll get another. Is that what they say?
Yeah,
how many percent would say that, Mother E, how many percentage that you think will say, don't worry, you'll get another? You see what they're saying? They'll say, don't worry about him, you'll get another. You said 1 out of 10 will say that? Go ahead, Mother. So, at the day, 99% of them tell them, don't worry, you'll get your no.
Put a 0.9 behind.
That's right. They'll tell you, you'll get a no. And don't worry about it, you'll get a no.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what they tell you.
We are married.
You mean 9.5 out of 10, huh? 9.5 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, so that's the point that's why I was saying we have to come back to the order of the Bible, but these men have to understand their role in the Bible, and that's why it's so important to understand that you have to, you know, you got to make sure your calling is sure from the Bible. But you got to know, that's why it's best to get them in where they can sit down and understand how to be what they're trying to do, or to worry about trying to get somebody on your tricycle. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Sarah 26:23 there. What title?
26:23?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Sarah Kassir,
mm-hmm.
chapter 26.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 23. Sirach, let's see chapter 26, verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
A wicked woman is given as a portion to a wicked man.
Mm-hmm.
But Yahuwah's woman is given to him that feareth Yahuwah.
So you see what happened? A wicked woman is given to a wicked man.
Mm-hmm.
So you end up with a wicked man because you wicked. Mm-hmm. That's the bottom line, you wicked. That's how you end up with a wicked, because you wicked. See? And that would happen. And now let me give me a couple more in there. Come on back to that first question again, by Titus.
Okay. I'm half of verse 3.
Okay, go ahead.
First Corinthians chapter 11. Verse 3.
Yeah.
And the head of the woman is the man.
The head of the woman is who?
Is the man.
Uh-huh.
And the head of Yahuwah the Son is Yahuwah the Father.
So what is the order of things within verse 3? What is the order?
Mm-hmm.
The order.
The order. Okay. All right, Yahuwah the Son, the head of Yahuwah the Son is the Father. And Yahuwah the Son is the head of the man.
Mm-hmm.
And the head of the woman, I mean, the head of the woman is the man.
So, yeah, bring out again, Elder. Bring out again, Brother Allen.
Mm-hmm.
That's the what?
The order.
So, the same way we're going out, we won't be twice as much energy as we're going to job. Don't we go on that job and have these men to be our foremen and bosses and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
He chose to do what we do, he chose to do it.
We jump
into it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we do?
That's
So the man said, look here, boy, I want you to do this today. What happened? They just used it. So that's why we keep saying you've got to understand one thing. If you letting this man lay between your legs, you got to obey that man. That's why you make sure that man is the right kind of man.
Right.
Yep.
Huh? And just when we left up at. Well, no. When we come down to anything besides that, I ain't listening to him.
Yep.
Well, close your legs up there. And you will save a lot of problems that come because you don't have all these wicked environments around you. All you got to do, and you have to be calling him this because he ain't in that position to put you in that position. Because you don't allow him to do it. Because you've been brought up to understand one thing, if I keep my legs closed, I ain't got this, it ain't going to happen. So we just skip down to verse 8 and 9.
All right, verse 8 and verse 9.
Because one thing about the like on the job, the order is going to stand. The order of things is going to stand. Any way it goes, we can't break the order of what's on this Bible. Verse 8 and 9.
Verse 8 and verse 9. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man.
Right.
9. Neither was the man created for the woman.
The man was not created for the woman.
Yeah. But the woman for the man.
The woman was created to be a helpmeet to the man.
Yeah. Yeah.
The woman was created to be a helpmeet for the man.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you was created for.
That's right.
So your number one priority is to be what?
Help me.
To who?
To the man.
Is that what we read?
Yeah.
That is your number one duty. To be a help me to him. Now you in the will of Yahweh. If you don't know your number one duty, you will say, well, my number one duty, my priority is I want to be all, you can be all that, but your number one duty is to be what?
Yeah.
To who? To that man. That's your number one duty. Let's go to, Mother, let's go to Ephesians 5:22-23. And I'm going one more mother dear up and First Peter 3:1. I'm gonna turn over to the L. That's enough. I just pick it back off of what the L had on table 3:5. So we gotta understand that it's an order about the same way on your job. You got the foreman, you got the boss on your job. When he tell you to do something, you do it. Mm-hmm. Do you know this man is your boss? That's why you gotta make sure that man cannot give that privilege over to you. It ain't no 50-50. People are calling according to where Yahweh put him there to call it.
Right.
And when he called it, you zip your lip up.
That's right.
You're doing your job, don't you? Mm-hmm. I've been trying to phone and say, hey, now put them boxes over there, over there. Well, I don't think I want to be doing that. Mm-hmm. What? What? You ain't going to
do it.
You ain't even going to say that.
You
ain't even going to say that. You're
getting
ordered. You see what I'm saying? But when we get home, this man says, look here, what time dinner going to be ready? What time did you bring some?
Right.
You got more statement going on with you, see? I understand that what happens, that's why we got to get this thing in order. That's why you've got to have a Yahweh man that going to understand the rules and regulations of his position. You got to know what he's leading. You got to lead according to Scripture, but you got to be a Yahweh leader. What we read? Yeah, what did it say, Mother E? Now listen to this.
Look at Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 and verse 23.
Yes.
Verse 22.
What?
Wives, submit yourself unto your own husband.
What did he say do?
Submit yourself.
What that word mean, submit? Can I look it up? Somebody look that word up. Is that what the Bible says?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, there you go again.
Read
again. Give me a definition first. superior yield and obey. So yield and obey.
What do you mean, yield and obey?
Well, that's what the word means. Yield and obey. Is that it? And what that word superior came in?
Mm-hmm.
You mean that word superior and yield and obey?
Mm-hmm.
That was on the table.
On the table.
It says, accept or yield to a superior force of the authority or will of another.
So that man ain't a B.A.N., huh? He's a what kind of man is he again?
Superior.
See, there you go right there. So, woman, you see me as superior? What? Yes, do you see me as superior? Listen, so that's why we tell this old young line of brother Titus, listen, hey, woman, do you see me as superior? No, I see you as equal to me. Oh, you see me as what?
Ooh.
Equal to you.
Ooh.
I got just as much voice as you got. What? Oh, you got as much voice as me, huh? But then, you ever have a job? Yeah, I just work at, when that supervisor told you you go there and turn the hamburgers over, did you do it? Or did you talk back with it? I don't do french fries. What you do? I would only turn the hamburgers over. But that same thing will be double with me.
True.
You see what's going on here? Is we reading this or not? Okay, let's read a little bit more. Where we at? Well, we understand where you're supposed to be. Well, we just,
yeah,
we
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but that's why the man got to be a what kind of man?
Right.
So if you ain't got a Yahweh man, you got a nigger, then you got a nigger. So you ain't got the right man for this right here. That's why we got to teach you how to get the right man for the right job.
Is that like open up the door with respect one for another?
Well, I ain't going on that line now. I just want to go on down this line with the scriptures because I ain't going on that line right now. I'm just going according to what these scriptures are saying right now. Now what we read? Come on back to 22 and 23 again. Just start back up there again, because I'm just bottom these scriptures. I'm just seeing what this book is saying, how to get this thing in order. Because when we get in this school thing, we clear how we can help those that coming behind us to help them right. We got to help them according to the scripture. We got to put our personal feelings and our thing out the way and just show what the Bible saying with the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what it say? Why submit yourself to your own husband? Now, what does submit mean again?
Okay, it means superior force.
Superior authority. Force. So that's the order.
Superior force.
Right. Well, okay. Oh, why look at that man as superior. As superior. Why? Do what again? What you read, mother?
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22.
Okay, what does it say?
Wives.
Submit yourself.
Unto your own husband.
Yes, unto Yahweh. The way you don't backtalk Yahweh, do you?
Okay, I got one.
Now, hold on now, AB. Hold on. You don't come back to scriptures. Hold on.
I'm adding to it.
Okay, you add to it. Okay, go ahead and add to it. Go ahead. Add to it. Okay, 3:18. So it got to be by who? By who? Okay, then we read that in 37 verse 12. Then we read the man got to be a what kind of man?
Yahweh man.
So if the man's a Yahweh man, all that can fall in line. So all that can fall in line. Okay.
That's what I meant when I was talking about. This is Colossians chapter 3, verse 18 and 19. And then 20
20 says, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is a will pleasing unto Yahweh.
Okay, okay, now hold that point. Now hold that point for a minute. Now let's run to Sirach chapter 11, verse 7 through 9. Let's see what this says. Now let's go see what this says. No, 7 and 8. What do it say in Sirach 11, verse 7 and 8? Let's see what that says.
Sirach chapter 11.
Yeah, verse 7 and 8. We want to see what that says.
All right. Going to Sirach to see it, chapter 11.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7 and 8.
Yeah, what it say?
Sirach chapter 11. Verse 7, read.
What it say?
Blame not before you as examine the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Understand first, and then rebuke.
Go ahead.
All right. Answer not before you have heard the call.
Mm-hmm.
Neither interrupt man's leadership in the midst of their talk.
You read that verse again?
Sirach chapter 11, verse 8, read.
What it say?
Answer not before you have heard the call.
Mm-hmm.
Neither interrupt man means leadership, ministry, in the midst of their talk.
What's that supposed to mean? That means when leadership is talking, close your mouth. That what it means. No, I said, read the verse again. But the
rock
has got to do everything decent in order. He says when leadership is talking, you have to hold what you got on your mind until leadership is through talking. Read verse 8 again. Let's read what it says.
Sirach chapter 11, verse 8, read.
What it read?
Answer not before they have heard the call.
That's right.
Neither interrupt man in leadership in the midst of their talk.
While they're talking, be quiet. That's what it's saying. Be quiet when leadership or man is talking. The head. Yeah, no, you be until he gives you the flow. He'll pass it to you. But you gotta not interrupt when something is on the table. Read verse 8 one more time.
Sirach chapter 11, verse 8, read.
Well, listen to this.
Answer not before you heard the call.
Yeah.
Neither interrupt man in leadership in the midst of their talk.
So otherwise, while I'm talking, you be quiet. So be quiet while I'm talking. That's what it says. Mm-hmm. Be quiet while I'm talking. That's what it's saying. That's what it's saying. That's the order of things. Be quiet. When you're in school, when you're in anything you're in, and go to college, high school, when a teacher talks, do anybody interrupt?
Yes.
Nope.
Yes, nope. If they interrupt, what will happen to them then? You're going to the principal, right? Is that right?
That's right.
I don't care what lecture going on. The professor is just talking. He's just low. He's talking away. Do anybody interrupt?
No.
But if they do, what happens?
Dang.
Is that what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
So that means everything must be done decent and in order. And that will be trying to set up the order. Once we see what the order of the Bible says, Yahweh will intervene on the order. If we know our role in the Bible, what we was created for to do, and we get in that role, then y'all can step in from now on that. But we just read what it says in Sirach 11, verse 8, one more time.
Sirach chapter 11, verse 8.
What it say?
Answer not before you have heard the call.
Go ahead.
Neither have brought man in leadership in the midst of their talk.
He said it. He said not to do it. That means whatever we got to say, we're supposed to write it down. At a time appointed, it'll come out. That's how you do it. Now we in order. Now we in order. See, once we in order, Yahweh will intervene only in order. The longer we not in order, he not going to intervene. So we read in the order by following up on scripture that was said earlier by the elder. So we just following up on the scripture. Showing you that once we in order, he got a double come up, but we got to hear the order. In the order we just got to read, the order was, what again? Let's go back and read again. Look at Ephesians 5, 22 and 23. Listen what it says again. And let's see what it says.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 and verse 23.
Okay, go ahead.
Verse 22. Why?
Why?
Submit yourself unto your own
wife, submit yourself to your own husband.
As unto the Yahweh.
Because when you got young daughters bringing them up, they got to be understood one thing. Once you leave from my possession, I'll put you with this man. You now got to submit yourself to that man. So I'm gonna be clear what kind of man you gotta have, because I don't want the phone calls coming back to me when I turn you loose. Because when you leave out from under my leadership, you're gonna be up under that man's leadership. But they gotta know this coming up. They gotta know this coming up. If you born a woman, you got to be up under a man. Is that what we're reading? So once you grow up and you out of father's house now, that means either that boss on your job, you're going to submit. We said, look here, why don't you clean the windows up over there? He's going to say, what I mean? Clean the windows up. You're going to just go clean the windows up. Right? So this is what Yahweh have did in the beginning. He set the president on how it's going to be. And if we follow the order, Yahweh is going to intervene. So he's telling us plainly to do. He's telling your order of wives. What is the order again, Mother E? What's the order? Go ahead, read. The same way you were taking to Yahweh, you don't back talk him.
Mm-hmm.
That means that man is just as much Yahweh as the Yahweh up in there.
Mm-hmm.
You say you treat that man the same way you treat the man above your. Is that what we're reading here?
Mm-hmm.
Is we reading it?
Reading it.
Well, read it again. Read it again. Read it again.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22.
Okay, what does it say?
Why?
Uh-huh.
Unto your own husband.
Go ahead, read.
As unto Yahweh.
And he give you a comparison as to who?
Yahweh.
Because see, Yahweh, when he came down to Moses, he told Moses how it's going to be, and Moses followed the order, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
This is how it's going to be, Moses. This is what I'm going to do, Moses, and this is what I'm not going to do. And all Moses did was wrote down what the man said, right?
Yeah.
So he said that's the same order this man have over the woman. Is that what we read here? The same order this man had over the woman. So if we in the order of Yahweh, the wife supposed to do what to the man?
Submit.
Peace them up. What does it say?
The husband is the head of the wife.
The husband is the what?
The head of the wife.
Not joint partners. He is absolute leader over the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're reading here?
Mm-hmm.
You know what head means?
Mm-hmm.
Head means what it means. Man is the head of the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're reading?
Mm-hmm.
What does it say?
Even as Yahweh the Son is the head of the congregation of the church.
Right. So just as Yahweh is the head of the congregation of the children of Israel. So he's the head over the congregation of the children of Israel, and he told the congregation of Israel what? Well, give me a read, said Brother McGuy. Do what he said in the 20th chapter. Let's see what he told them he's going to do. Now we're going to read what he said he's going to do to the whole congregation of the children of Israel that we can read. He said he's going to do. He said he's going to do what? He said he's going to do what in 33? Now let's see what he said to the whole congregation of the children of Israel. Now watch this. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 33. Let's see what he said he going to do to either hear the whole congregation of the children of Israel. Right, Mother E?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Let's see how he's the head of it and what he said.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 20.
Verse 33.
Verse 33.
What's it?
33 read.
What?
As I live, said Yahweh, surely with a mighty hand,
yeah,
it was stretched out up, and with fury poured out.
What?
Will I rule over you?
Will you what?
Rule over you.
Now go back and read that verse again with that understanding. So he said, this is how it's supposed to be. This man's supposed to do what? As same as Yahweh over the whole Israel, over the children of Israel.
Yeah.
He's a what? Yeah. In verse 33. He's going to
rule over you.
He's going to rule over you, right?
Yeah.
Is that what he's saying over here now? Come on back,
yeah.
Mother. No, read that verse again.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23.
Look what it says.
But the husband is the head of the
the wife. The husband is the head of the wife.
Even as Yahweh the Son is the head of the congregation.
Now, how is Yahweh the head of the congregation of the children of Israel, according to verse 33? What kind of way is he the head of it?
Ooh.
He rules over it.
That's right.
That means what he said goes, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
He rules over the congregation of the children of Israel, right? With a stressed out arm.
He
said, that's the way I want the man to be over the woman, the same way I'm over the congregation of the children of Israel. Is that what we read?
That's what we read.
Is anybody can go, anybody got some on that one? That's the same way that man's supposed to rule over his wife, the same way the Yahweh ruled over the whole congregation of the children of Israel. And he said, I'm going to rule over you with a stressed out arm, right?
That's right.
That what he said?
Yeah.
Did we read that in 33?
Yes, sir.
So he gave an example what this rulership is about. Man was put together to rule. Now give me that 654 again one more time. On that, Samuel, Ezra.
654?
Yeah, let me 654.
Okay, 2nd Ezra.
Now listen to what he said in 654.
Going to 2nd Ezra?
Yeah.
Ezra.
654. One verse. Let's see if we correspond to what we read.
2nd Ezra the 5th, chapter 6, verse 54.
Let's see what it says.
And after these, Adam,
yeah.
Also whom you made Yahweh all your...
What did he make Adam?
Yahweh.
Oh, what?
Oh.
Creatures.
He made him what again?
Yahweh.
That means If he Yahweh all his creatures, how Yahweh say he gonna rule over the children of Israel?
He gonna stretch
that up. He gonna do what?
Rule over
it.
Now you see that? You see how you connect it all together?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the mindset that man got to understand. The Bible gonna stand.
Mm-hmm.
If we do things according to the Bible, Yahweh will intervene. Man's supposed to rule over his wife as Yahweh ruled over the children of Israel. Is that what we're reading?
That's what
we're reading. Is that
what we're reading? That's what we read.
So there goes your example right here of the man supposed to rule over.
Yes.
Just as Yahweh ruled over the congregation of the children of Israel. He said, I'm going to rule over you with an outstretched arm. I'm going to rule over you.
Mm-hmm.
That means you ain't going to give me no back talk. Is that what he's saying?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what Yahweh said in 33?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't giving me no back talk. I'm going to rule over you. Right?
That's right.
Is that what we're reading?
That's what
we're reading. Is that what we're
reading? That's what
we're reading. And this is when we set the caps up. We got to be clear. When you get the relationships come in, you got to let them know the responsibility of a relationship.
Yep.
That's why you better push that man in one of them camps where he can learn how to be in his position, because his position is and if you mess around and get you a nigga, he going to have you all upside down. That's why you got to get a Yahweh man to understand the rules and regulations.
That's right.
Right?
That's
where we come in at, to show the responsibility of a relationship. Because the man's position is to rule over his wife. As Yahweh ruled over the children of Israel. We read that.
Yes, sir.
Let's read again, verse 23. There go your comparison with the precept. Read verse 23 again. Okay.
So the husband is the head of the wife.
Okay.
Even as
Yahweh
is the head of the congregation of Israel.
Right.
And he is the Savior, the ruler of the body.
And see that? Give one more verse.
Verse 24.
Listen to this.
Verse 24.
What's that?
Therefore, as the congregation and the church is subjected unto Yahweh.
What word are you using? Uh-huh. Oh, Jay, what?
Yeah.
What Jay is again? Upon who?
Yahweh.
Go ahead.
So let the wives be to their own husband in everything.
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 Is that what the Bible says?
Yeah.
That what the Bible says?
Yeah.
That's why you got to make your election sure. Now give me 3-1, I'm doing over to the elder. Give me 3-1, if he can get a precept about that by going to Peter 3-1, Brother Mackay. Now we're going to get a precept out of that and see what that word still keep moving on down the road. we go and get a precept in 3:1.
Yeah.
What it say?
The book of 1 Peter.
Yes, it is.
Chapter 3, verse 1.
What it say?
Verse 1 reads.
What?
Likewise.
Likewise.
You wise.
You wise.
Be in subjection.
Be in what?
Be in subjection.
What that word mean again?
Submit. Superior.
To who?
To your husband. To your own husband.
Oh. That what that word mean?
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, you wise do what?
Be in subjection.
So when you raise these daughters, you got them before they get out there, that when you get with that man, you better make sure this man right, but he got to be a Yahwali man that you know keep Torah instructions. Because his job is to be, for you to be what? Up under him. Because when you get with that man, you got to be what to this man?
Help me.
No, according to 3:1.
Oh, objection.
And what that word mean? And what that word mean?
Missing.
Or under.
Under.
Or under that man. You're not equal to that man. You don't have a say-so. That man is, just like on that job. When that boss tell you, go do this, this is your assignment, don't you take it and go do it?
Mm-hmm.
Do we do it?
Yeah.
That's what he said. Yeah. That's why we got to just don't jump out there and grab any type of like, go grab you a nigga, because it ain't going to work. You're going to always be in a tossing match. But if you grab the Yahwali man that been trained to how to be a Yahwali man, you have the same thing that the sister said over there, we're not reading Tobit, hallelujah, Yahwah. Because he understands what position he's supposed to be in. But read 3:1, I'm through with it. Go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
I'm reading from the online dictionary. Objection. To someone involves being completely controlled by them.
Completely controlled by them. So when you got daughters, you got to tell them daughters, when you jump up and get with this man, do you know what you're doing? You put this man in what kind of way? Completely controlled over you. I thought when I left my daddy's house, I can, no. When you get with that man, you got the same thing waiting on you, because you, when you get with that man. So they got to be known it's coming up. That's why they ain't going to just jump out and get in a pair of britches. Now you see what I'm saying? That's where the father come in to raise them daughters, show them daughters what time it is. Because when you get up under my room, you're going to be up under his room. Huh? You're going to be up under his roof now, and you got to be a 3:1 up on his roof. What does 3:1 say?
Book of 1 Peter, chapter 3, verse 1.
Listen to the text.
Verse 1 reads.
What?
Likewise, you wise.
Likewise, you wise.
Be subjection.
Go ahead.
Be subjection to your own husband.
Yeah.
That if any obey not the word.
If you don't obey the word.
They also may be without the word. One has a conversation of the wise.
Go to verse 2.
Verse 2. While they behold your taste.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Conversation coupled with fear.
Right. Go ahead.
Verse 3. Whose adoring, let it not be that outward adoring.
That's right.
Of plaiting the hair.
Mm-hmm.
And of wearing of gold. Or of putting on of apparel.
Right.
Verse 4. But let it be the hidden man of the mind,
right,
and that which is not corruptible,
right,
even the ornaments of a meek and quiet spirit.
Women, you want to go ahead? What?
Meek and quiet spirit.
Wait a minute, we got a precept that there. Now, that a meek and quiet spirit. Keep reading. So he's saying that Peter's saying that the woman got to have what kind of spirit?
Meek and quiet spirit.
Now, precept that, and let's find out who hand is in it, Sirach 26:14. Let's find who hand is in that. Who hand is in that we can read? Come on, Brother Titus. Who hand is in that 26:14. Now watch this.
Sirach 26, chapter 26, verse 14. A silent and loving woman is a gift of Yahweh.
Wait a minute. Who get in there?
A solid and loving woman.
Is a what?
It's a gift of Yahuwah.
That's a gift of Yahuwah.
Yeah.
That's a gift for Yahuwah. So then you go ask me, hey, Bub, you got a gift for Yahuwah? Yeah. Why that woman got a big mouth going then, Bub?
Mm-hmm.
Because the bottom line is, a silent and loving woman is a what?
The gift of Yahuwah.
A gift of who?
Of Yahuwah.
Go ahead and read.
And there's nothing so much worth as a mind well instructed.
You see that? You see that? Ain't nothing. Read that again. You think that priest that's saying that?
Yeah.
Read it again.
July 26, man. Verse 14. A silent and loving woman.
A silent and loving woman.
Is a gift of Yahuwah.
Gift of Yahuwah.
And there's nothing so much worth as a mind well instructed.
That means man got to do what? With it? Got to do with that woman?
That man.
The man got to instruct that mind.
We don't read.
It's Christianity and what Grandpa did. We just lost everything of the understanding what Yahuwah put down from the beginning.
Oh.
It ain't gonna change.
That's right.
He ain't gonna change the way he got on the table. He said a silent and loving woman is a what?
Yeah.
A who?
A gift of Yahuwah.
That's a gift of Yahuwah. Come on back to
okay, the book of 1 Peter chapter 3, picking it back up at verse 4.
What?
Verse 4 reads.
What?
But let it be the hidden man of the mind.
Right.
And that which is not corruptible.
Go ahead.
Even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit.
He'll say it again.
Mm-hmm.
The woman got to have a what?
Meek and quiet spirit.
Quiet spirit. Is that what we're reading?
That's what we're reading.
What can you read?
Which is in the sight of Yahuwah.
In the sight of who?
Of Yahuwah.
What about in the sight of Yahuwah?
Of great price.
You mean the Bible saying that? So, understand that is the order of what Yahuwah set up. And once we start applying what Yahuwah set up, he's going to intervene.
That's right.
He didn't make no error on what he set up. What's the next verse say?
Verse 5.
What?
For after this manner, in the old time, the righteous women, also,
what?
Who trusted in Yahuwah,
what they do?
Trusted in Yahuwah,
what they do?
Adored themselves,
what?
Being in subjection unto their own husband.
Go again.
The word again. Why they keep saying that?
Mm-hmm.
You got to be up under that man.
Yahuwah.
And that's a gift that Yahuwah set up in the Genesis, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yahuwah.
But this got to be brought up in their mind, understand this thing. This is what Yahuwah said. And you ain't going to break the order when he set up. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Verse 6.
What?
Even as Sarah.
Sarah.
Obeyed Abraham.
What did she do?
Obeyed Abraham.
Oh, that word was there, boy.
Mm-hmm.
What did she do?
Obeyed Abraham.
Let's see how she obeyed. Let's see how she obeyed.
Calling him Yahuwah.
Calling him what?
Yahuwah.
Oh, to our
Hallelujah. I got a few things that I can run down, but this is the feast day.
The hands of the young man.
This is the feast day of Purim, but I want to see can I run down something that popped in my mind when it was reading. It's a part in that when Abraham told
the 18th chapter of Genesis.
Book of 18, Genesis chapter 18, verse 19. Let me get some Luke. Mm-hmm. Let me get some Luke 12:12 on the table. Mother D, Israel.
All right. Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Hallelujah. Wow. Be a B-O-T-T-Y. Believe that. And I want to pick it up with first I'm going to go to that Genesis chapter 17, I mean chapter 18, and I'm going to pick it up at verse 16, go read down to verse 19, Mother Eve. We'll go to the book of Genesis, we're going to pick it up at chapter 16 and verse 19, where I run down, chapter 18, the book of Genesis, we're going to start at verse 16, and we're going to read down to verse 19.
To the west, to the east, and to the north, and to the south,
and in you, and your seed should be all the families of the earth be blessed.
And now, you give me Exodus chapter 1, and just give me verse 1. Matter of fact, verse 1 all the way down to, we'll read down to verse 5. In verse 7.
Exodus chapter 1,
mm-hmm.
verse 5
mm-hmm.
to 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Exodus 1, 5.
Chapter 9. Chapter 1, give me verse 1. Read 2, 3, 4, and 5 in verse 7. We want to just get a case of point that who the seed is that came from Jacob, who named changed to Israel.
Okay. Exodus chapter 1, verses 1 to 5 and verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Exodus chapter 1, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Now these are the names of the children of Israel
mm-hmm.
which came into Mizraim, Egypt, every man and his household, family, came with Jacob.
Who changed to Israel. Uh-huh. What's the name?
Verse 2. Reuben.
Simeon.
Levi. Verse 3. Issachar.
Uh-huh.
Zebulun.
Uh-huh.
Benjamin. Verse 4. Dan. And Naphtali.
Uh-huh.
Gad. And
Asher. Verse 5.
And all the souls that came out of the loins of Israel
uh-huh.
were 70 souls.
Uh-huh.
For Joseph was in Mizraim, Egypt already.
Okay, verse 7.
And the children of Israel were fruitful.
It was fruitful.
And increased abundantly.
So they did a lot. They did a lot of having babies, huh?
Yes. And multiplied.
Uh-huh.
And waxed exceedingly mighty. And the land was filled with them.
So there go your sons right there, the ones that was blessed that came from the seed of Jacob, whose name changes Israel.
Yeah.
All right, let's pick it back up, Mother Eve. The book of Genesis, chapter 18. And we've got to finish up verse 18. One that's going to be blessed with the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
We have verse 19.
Chapter 18, verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
For I know him that he will command his children and his household after him.
Yeah,
and they shall keep the way of the Yahweh to do justice and judgment that the Yahweh may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So Yahweh the son says, I know that Abraham one who keeps the way to do justice and judgment, and the one that's read that again, say, for I know him, that he would command his church.
What he gonna do?
He gonna command his church.
Yeah. And if he command his church, what he got an end coming in Yahweh's point of view. If he command his household,
that's right.
It's gonna be what do Yahweh say he got coming in the same verse at the end?
He said that Yahweh would bring him. He said the same verse.
Uh-huh. But he got a command, right?
Right.
Then what he got coming if he do that?
He's talking about the
same verse.
Yeah.
What big word he got coming if he command his household to follow his lead?
Justice
and judgment. No, what book that he got coming?
Oh, for I know that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of Yahweh.
Okay, right.
To do justice and judgment.
Uh-huh.
That Yahweh may bring upon him which has spoken of him.
What's that? Go ahead.
Verse 20. And Yahweh said.
No, go back. I'm missing the word. I'm missing the word.
Okay, go back to verse 18.
No, we're missing the word. If he command his household to follow his lead.
Right.
What did Yahweh say he got coming? That we can read.
Great and mighty.
Let's see what we got. What we can read you know, it's something in there that we got to read it. I heard it. I won't know, but he got to do what Yahweh say to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what word he got in there. Go read that verse again. Read the verse 18 and 19 again.
Okay, the book of Genesis, chapter 8.
I will see what you got coming if you command your family to follow your lead.
Hallelujah.
I want to know what you got, coming that we can read.
Verse 18, read. See that Abraham says, surely become a great and mighty nation.
Okay, great
and
mighty
all
nation.
All the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him.
They're going to be what?
Blessed in him.
So if he command his family to follow him, what he got coming?
Blessed.
You see that?
Hallelujah.
So he won't compromise no time, do he?
No.
He's supposed to do what?
He's supposed to command.
Yeah, what he got coming?
He got a blessing coming.
And we're reading, and who's saying this?
Yahweh.
So Yahweh said, I'm kicking in if he do what?
He said, if he command.
Then what he said he going to do?
Then he said he going to bless him.
We don't want that.
Hallelujah.
I want that. That's the way I want it. I want Yahweh to kick in, and Yahweh says kicking in at what's on the table. Verse 18 and 19.
Verse 18.
What it say?
Said that Abraham should surely become a great and mighty nation.
Be a great and mighty nation.
And all the nations of the earth should be blessed in him.
Be blessed in him.
Verse 19. For I know him.
Because I know him.
He will. And his truth.
Yeah, you'll do what?
Command his truth.
Command his truth.
And his household after him.
And his household after him.
And they should keep the way of Yahweh.
And keep the way of who?
Yahweh.
Good.
To do justice.
Yes.
And judgment.
Yes.
That Yahweh may bring upon him that which he has spoken of him.
And what he's speaking on him they got coming in last verse 18.
Yeah.
A blessing. Great and mighty nation. Yahweh.
So when a man takes his rightful position, what do Yahweh kick in and do what?
Kick in and bless you.
He starts blessing. That's why we got to be clear what to teach these young ones coming up.
Mm-hmm.
If we follow all the Yahweh kick in with the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
But the man got to order his family up on the Yahweh what to do and how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Hallelujah.
We'll step down on job, don't we?
Hallelujah.
The blessing is stepping in this man on his position. That's why I was telling Brother Titus earlier, yesterday, that you're in a position now that got to be put on the table. You got to see, is she ready to hear this book? If she want to hear this book, we'll make sure you put that book. This is how it's going to be.
Right.
Because I want a blessing. And the blessing is I got to take my place, but you got to get in your place.
Right.
Is that what we're reading? Yahweh kick in with a what?
Blessing. Yahweh. Now we're going to kick it back up at the Genesis, right? Because Yahweh just let us be known that, like Sid just pointed out, that once we get in order, the man get in order to command our household like Abraham, and get our wives in order, get our children in order, he going to bless us, right? Wise in order. But the thing is, let's see how Abraham commanded his household let's just read in Genesis chapter 18. I'm going to pick it up at verse 1. And I'm going to pick it up at verse 1 and verse 6. So they did. Abraham coming to command his household.
Hallelujah.
Abraham ain't waste no time. He knew what was on the table. He knew that blessing was on the table.
He knew that
blessing was on the table. Yahweh had a blessing for Abraham. He wanted that blessing. I want my blessing.
Yahweh.
Over there.
Verse 6.
Uh-huh.
Verse 6. Even as Pharaoh obeyed Abraham.
Yeah. What Sarah do?
Obeyed Abraham.
So she obeyed Abraham when he told her to go in there and make that food.
Mm.
And she wasn't on none of that. And what'd she say after that?
And obeyed Abraham, calling him Yahweh.
So she calling him Yahweh. I just wanted that line right there. You know that she ain't wasting no time in obeying Abraham. And let me see, can I run down all the way to the point how far she was willing to obey Abraham? So,
you appreciate why you run that down, man.
Uh-huh.
Mother E, look at Sarai 36 right quick.
Galatians 1:16. Bring it. And read that again.
He's talking to Timothy and Titus right now. Let's see what Paul's position is in 1:16.
You go to Galatians. Book of Galatians, chapter 1, verse 16.
Uh-huh.
To reveal his son in me,
uh-huh.
that I might teach him among the heathen. Galatians chapter 1, verse 15. But when it pleased Yahweh, who separated me from my mother's womb, and called me by his mercy.
So Yahweh raised this man up from the womb to say what in 2:11-12? So he was raised. You remember we read about Mordecai told Esther, you know, the reason you're in the position? It's supposed to be in the position to go get to that king, right? And don't forget, Paul was raised from the womb to say what he getting ready to say in 1 Timothy 2. Yahweh plant this man to say what he getting ready to read in verse 11 and 12.
Okay.
What?
The book of 1 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 11 and 12.
What does it say?
Verse 11 reads.
What?
Let the woman learn in silence.
Yes.
With all subjection.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 12. But I suffer not a woman to, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence.
A woman do not pose to usurp authority over the man. Mm-hmm. Paul was raised from the womb. So if we don't get in order, we got to understand that. When you raising up these young babies and stuff, they got to understand some of their roles. You not to set authority over that man. You was not raised from the womb to do that. Paul was raised in the womb to tell them to you got to be subjection up under that man. Just like you is double with your boss. When your boss tell you to do something, you do it. You got to be double with that man. That's why you got to make sure you got the right man. Because that is the rule that he was raised in the womb. The father told the son, and the son told the member's friend, they brought down this man, was raised in the womb, and say, the woman will be subjecting up on that man, and do not assert authority over that man. Is that what you're reading?
Read.
He was raised in the womb, I tell you that. Because he knew this day was going to happen. He knew it was going to be, go back to that Jeremiah verse again, 33, whatever it was. He knew this was going to happen. That's what was prophesied, that this was going to happen. Go back to that verse again. So it was prophesied for us to be clear that this was going to happen. Well, you ain't abducting Yahweh, and Yahweh didn't know it was all real. Prophesied when you were going to do it.
Jeremiah 31.
Yeah.
Verse 22 reads.
Watch this.
How long will you go about,
uh-huh.
you backsliding daughter, Yada?
Mm-hmm.
Of the kingdom.
Yeah.
For Yahweh created a new thing in the earth.
He said it's going to be a new thing in the earth. Now, what's the new thing going to be?
A woman shall compass a man.
You see that? It was already prophesied a woman was going to step in front of that man and run her mouth.
Right.
And yeah. Is that, now go to 3:12 of Isaiah and see what happened behind it. Now, we're going to precept that 3:12. Now, it is told, and tell me what's going on right now. 3:12.
Isaiah 6, chapter 3, verse 12, read.
And we'll read down until we get it all. What?
As
for my people.
Children are their oppressors.
Ain't that what's going on right now?
Yes, it is.
You got that ride the bus now, you be coming behind them teenagers, don't you? Them teenagers be rough, don't they?
Yes. And woman rule over them.
And what?
And woman rule over
them. Is that what's going on today?
Yeah, we
woman rule. Well, this is what I think. This is what I feel. It was already prophesied woman was to rule over the men. Keep reading.
Oh, my people, Israel,
huh?
They which lead you, cause you to error.
And when a woman leads you, you're going to be what?
Yeah. You'll be in error.
You're going to be in error.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be in error.
Mm-hmm.
When a woman leads the man, you in a what?
Error.
Go ahead and read.
And destroy the way of your path.
And you're going to do what?
Destroy the way of your path.
I don't care how it looks. If the woman gets in front of a man, you're going to destroy the way of what y'all brought down the table. Yes, and all you got to do is precept at 39:17 and watch what it says. 37:19. Yeah, Job. Issachar's boy. Look what he says.
Mm-hmm. We're going to Job to see it, 37:19.
What did it say?
Job to see it, chapter 37.
Verse 19.
Verse 19 reads, teach us what we should say.
No, go back to 17 then.
17. How your garments are worn.
No, that ain't what I want. 39. You sure you're looking for the right verse? You in Job 39?
Okay, I got it now.
Okay, all right.
Job 39, verse 17.
What it say?
Because Yahweh has deprived her of wisdom. Because Yahweh has deprived her of wisdom.
Right.
Neither had thee imparted to her understanding.
So that's why the woman cannot lead. Because she got to get that wisdom from that man. That's her father going to give her that wisdom, and her husband going to give her that wisdom. Because Yahweh have did what?
Deprived.
For what? For what?
Understand.
And what?
Wisdom.
Is that what the Bible says?
Yeah.
We'll read it again.
Oh, 39, verse 17. Because Yahweh had deprived her of wisdom.
Of wisdom?
Neither had he imparted to her understanding.
Yahweh.
Because a woman is very emotional.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And that's why the man got to understand his role in the relationship. He must take the lead.
Yeah.
Because Yahweh have done what that we can read? It might take a whole month to see what you're saying. You is right on that. But now a month went past now.
Yeah.
You see that? Mm-hmm. So that's what we got to understand. Especially in what we get ready to do in this ministry. We got to be able to show. And that's why I'm telling Brother Titus, he got to lead by example with the new better half. Right now, you got to let the Bible do the talking. Now, let your feelings do the talking. The Bible got to talk. Is you going to agree with what this Bible's saying? But she said she loved the class. Now let's see you love the order of the Bible. Now we're going to find out, do you love the order? When we tell you 22 verse 5, what it said in 22 verse 5 of Deuteronomy, we're going to see when the order is on the table. 22 verse 5.
We're going to the fifth book of the Heavenly Tablets, the book of Deuteronomy.
What does it say?
Chapter 22, verse 5 reads.
What does it read?
The woman should not wear that which pertaineth to a man.
Mm-hmm.
Neither should a man put on a woman's garment.
Now precept that to the 28th chapter, verse 40, Brother Micaiah. So a man should not have on no pantyhose like this man or this brother had on and some stockings and a dress on. And the same way of not having no pants. Is that what we read? If they do it, what it is to Yahweh?
It's abomination.
Is that what we read?
We read.
Now when I tell this woman she got to come out them pants, now let's see what she do then.
Mm-hmm.
When you got to come out them pants. Oh, I love the class, but we're not trying to come out them pants now. Because it's a what to Yahweh?
Abomination.
Now, and what do a man wear? Let's read it now.
Book of Exodus, chapter 28, verse 40.
What it say?
Verse 40 reads.
What it reads?
And for Aaron's son.
For Aaron's son.
You should make coats.
Coats.
And you should make for them girdles.
Girdles.
And bonnets.
Bonnets.
Shall you make for them.
Go ahead.
For honor and for beauty.
Go ahead.
Verse 41. And you shall put them upon Aaron, your brother, and his son.
Aaron and his son.
With him.
With them.
And shall anoint them and consecrate
and
sanctify them.
Go ahead.
That they may minister unto me in the priest's house.
Go ahead.
Verse 42.
What?
And you shall make them linen breeches.
Breeches mean pants.
Uh-huh.
Breeches.
Yeah.
Because you go in the South, they tell you, man, pull them breeches up, right?
Mm-hmm.
They never told you pull no pants up. Pull them breeches up.
Mm-hmm.
Put them breeches up, right?
Yeah.
So a man wear pants.
Yeah.
So when you tell that woman you got to come out them pants, then we're going to see what you're working with.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh.
We're going to see how much love you got when I tell you come out them pants.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to see what you're working with.
Yeah.
Because there ain't no 50-50. I got to take my role
to get the blessing, and you got to take your role to get the blessing.
Right.
Right. So when I see you in there, you got to come out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's see what we're working with. Keep reading.
To cover their nakedness.
And to cover your nakedness.
Mm-hmm. From the loins even unto the thighs.
Huh?
They
go ahead.
Verse 43. And they should be upon Aaron and upon his sons.
So it will be on Aaron and his sons.
Yeah.
Breeches.
Uh-huh.
Not right. The woman wearing breeches. Bermuda shorts and all that. She don't wear none of that.
Uh-huh.
Anything that look like a zip might be on it, she will have it on it. Now let's we're gonna see what you're working with. That's why I say I want to hear a testimony, and I missed it. I said I would have missed it because I heard she said all that good stuff. I said, okay, good, but we gonna start looking at our food thing with this Bible stand.
Mm-hmm.
We gonna see where you stand when we tell you, you got to come out them pants.
Mm-hmm.
Then we gonna see. But we got who we working with. Cause hey, I gotta take my proper position,
mm-hmm.
and you gotta take yours.
That's right.
I am the leader. It ain't no 50-50. I'm supposed to lead the way to get the blessing of Yahweh. Is that what we read?
Hallelujah.
I gotta lead.
Hallelujah.
I gotta lead. So I gotta know what I'm saying. I gotta know to get the blessing in my house.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Hosea said. Me and my house gonna serve some Yahweh. He said in 24th chapter about 15 and 16.
Hallelujah.
So we know the woman should not have on no pants.
Mm-hmm.
And that the man should have on no skirts.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Hallelujah.
If you do so, it's an abomination to who?
Yahweh.
Let's see what happens when you're on the clock. We're going to watch you on the clock.
Hallelujah.
We're going to watch you on the clock. If we're going to do, remember, you got a powerful name on you, Titus. And Titus see things and he correct things.
Hallelujah.
Is that right?
Hallelujah.
Now we're going to see what we're working with. And that's the key. And that's what we got to line up in this school, land, banquet hall. We got to sit this thing up according to his Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh tell us what, if you do so, what we got coming in 61, our mother, D.F. Israel, Isaiah. What is Yahweh going to do if we line with the Bible? We're going to see what's going to happen. Now, who don't want this, they don't want it. But look what it said going to happen. Yahweh said it's going to happen. This is what Yahweh said going to happen. If we understand this, Yahweh said we got a work coming in verse 7. 61 verse 7. Look what Yahweh said. Isaiah 61 verse 7. If we apply the Bible, what do Yahweh say we got coming that we can read?
Isaiah chapter 61, verse 7.
What does it say?
For your shame.
For your shame.
You shall have double.
What y'all are going to do?
Double.
If we get all what we got? We got a double coming.
That's right.
I want my double.
Hallelujah.
Read some up. Read some up.
And for confusion.
And for any confusion about who the leader and who for the order things is, for that confusion.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You shall rejoice.
You supposed to do what?
Rejoice.
When you hear the word of Yahweh, you supposed to do what?
Rejoice.
You don't supposed to have a combat coming. You supposed to rejoice when you hear the word of Yahweh. Oh, the word of Yahweh said that? Well, I got to do the word of Yahweh. I supposed to do what?
Rejoice.
Go ahead and read.
In their portion.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
Therefore, in their land, they shall possess the double.
What you got coming when you do right?
Double.
You got double coming.
Double.
Everlasting joy.
You got what coming?
Everlasting joy.
Double.
Shall be unto
them. Everlasting rejoicing coming. You got a double if you line up with the Bible.
That's right.
Because everything in 2 Corinthians 4:18 is what?
Uh-huh.
That we can read. Brother Titus.
Going to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18.
This got
to
be clearly shown. 4:18.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18 reads.
What does it say?
While we look not at the things which are seen.
And so we don't worry about the things that are seen.
But at the things which are not seen.
You're supposed to worry about the things that's not seen.
That's right.
Go ahead.
For the things which are seen are temporal.
I don't care what you see right now. It is what?
temporal.
Very.
But the things which are not seen.
Wait, what is that?
Are eternal.
Eternal. So we got to go for the what?
Eternal.
Not what we're looking at right now.
Hallelujah.
So I'm not fanning your feelings. I'm looking at the Bible saying on what we got to do. But I'm looking for eternal, not what we see right now. Every washed boy's stomach is going to not be washed boy's stomach in years on both. Every Coca-Cola figure ain't going to be. Everything going to drop. But what's going to stand is that word, ain't it?
Well,
you better worry about that, what that word is saying.
Right.
Well, wait a minute, the word don't say that. I'm going to go with the word. Come on back to Brother Titus. Come on back, Brother Titus. Put some more on the table.
I have passed it. I'll pass it on.
Don't you pass it on? What? Pass it on then. We still got about, how many minutes we got? Yeah, 14 more minutes to go. Oh, come on. Put some more on the table.
Go ahead and hand over, because I know you was... Let's hand over to me real quick so I can put some...
All right, on that note, hand over to Brother Titus.
Yeah.
Israel here.
Hallelujah. All right, you got 15 more minutes before we drink them up and eat them up and everything
right.
Them up. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, I was hearing something. I was hearing the words.
Got a little bit more energy than that.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, that's what it's about because it is.
Hallelujah.
Now, I heard a word in bunny. Well, bunny, because we didn't wear no bunny. Let's go to real quick. Now, I heard that, bunny, because what was given to us?
The Esau gave you that word with that, bunny.
That, yeah, bunny, so we can't be ignorant.
And they got another word over here in Daniel chapter 3 called hoses, and that means same thing, britches. They throw them in the fire about they had hoses. That means that, you know, you put the pants in through the holes. You know, same thing. We see through all that. Yeah, that was britches too. That means to they on their garments, they had britches upon their garments.
Mm-hmm.
They had their garments, but they had britches upon it.
Mm-hmm.
It's over in the third chapter.
Right.
We ain't going to read in the book of Daniel. They said they put their garments on, their hoses on, then throw them in the fire. And then it came out with the same hoses and garments on, and nothing happened to it because Yahweh hand in it. So when you're doing right, Yahweh hand is in it. So
that's right.
We got to make a decision according to Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
You can't spare no. You tell you spare not. What that verse said? Give me that verse on 58 verse 1. Isaiah 58 verse 1. See, we got to understand this thing. Isaiah 58 verse 1 said what?
We're going to Isaiah to see it. Chapter 58 verse 1 read.
What it read?
Cry aloud. Spare not.
Don't worry about nobody's feelings.
That's right. Lift up your voice like a trumpet.
And do what?
And show my people Israel their transgression.
Their sin.
And the nation of Israel their sin.
That's right. Otherwise, raise your voice like a trumpet.
That's right.
You see it, point it out. If you want the blessing, point it out. It's staying by, I got the lead, you follow.
That's right.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay. I'm going to do a little of this, and then I'm going to go on that pyramid, the reason why we're here.
Okay.
All right. Buddy E. Read me Exodus chapter 28. Mm-hmm. I'm going to show you what word goes here, this word bunny. What is a misnomer for? Luke chapter 12, verse 12. That's right. Let me Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Mother E.
Okay.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour which you ought to say.
That's right. In the same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you in the same hour which you ought to say. That's right. Okay. Give me that Daniel chapter 9. Daniel chapter 9, pick it up about verse 21 and 22.
instruct me about the time of the end of tribulation. Verse 32. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I have now come forth to give thee skill and understanding.
Give you skill, skill and understanding. Okay, what kind of understanding is this? Okay, we're going to, let me see, Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. Mother Z. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. Chapter 1, verse 9.
Since this day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that we might be fulfilled with
the knowledge of his will. That's what we're going to be filled with. That's what Gabriel is sent for. Once he visits you and leave you, go ahead.
His
Hold that for a minute. What is his will? What is his will of Micaiah 40 verse 8 of Isaiah? What is his will? You said you got to be filled with knowledge of his will, right?
Mm.
What is his will that we can read 40 verse 8? What's his will?
Isaiah, chapter
40,
verse 8.
Let's see what his will is.
Verse 8, read.
Listen.
The grass withers.
The grass will.
The flower fades.
Yes.
But the word of our Yahweh should stand forever.
So what is his will?
The word of Yahweh.
The word of Yahweh going to stand forever. That's his will. His word. So if you want to see if you got his will, then let's see if you're doing his word.
Yahweh.
Now back up Brother Titus and look at Hosea 7 and pick it up verse 10.
Hosea blew the word for
7, pick it up verse 10.
Okay,
so you can be doing all the praying you know, and all of a sudden, but if you ain't doing his will, look what he's saying. Now watch this. Big praying going on.
You're going to
7, pick it up verse 10.
Hosea chapter 7, verse 10.
Mm.
And Yahweh said to Joshua, blew the word for Hosea.
What?
Get you up where you lying. You dust upon your face.
He said, why you lying of dust on your face? Give off your face. Verse 11.
Verse 11.
What did he say?
Israel has sinned.
Well, what did he say Israel did?
Israel has sinned.
Go ahead, read.
They also transgressed, said my covenant.
So all why when you're sinning, you're doing what? Transgressing the covenant.
The covenant.
So when you're sinning, what you're doing?
Transgressing
the covenant.
That's right.
And then we say in verse 12 behind that. This is what he says.
Verse 12. Therefore, the children of Israel cannot stand before their enemy.
So you're not going to be standing before your enemy. When you're not keeping the covenant, you're not going to be standing before your enemy. Read.
That's right.
Go ahead.
But turn their back.
You don't turn their back.
Before their enemy.
Go ahead.
Because they were cursed.
You are what?
A curse.
When you transgress Yahweh's covenant, you are what?
A curse.
Go ahead and read.
Neither will I be with you anymore.
And I ain't going to be with you anymore. I don't care if you is Israel. If you're not keeping the covenant, Yahweh is not with you. Yes. Is that what we're reading?
If we read.
He said, I ain't going to be with you anymore. Now go ahead and read.
Except you destroy the curse from among you.
Until you correct the curse that ain't among you. I'm not with you. I don't care if you is Israel. Is that a man's hand?
It is.
When you transgress against the covenant, Yahweh is not with you. Once we do covenant, Yahweh is with us. But covenant is what we can read. Come on back.
All right, so give me verse 13. This is where, verse 13 in the same, through the world, Shia, chapter 7, verse 13. Mother Z. Yeah, Joshua blew the word Hosea, chapter 7, verse 13.
Sanctified.
I don't know where they get that
set apart,
yeah. All that nonsense stuff.
Yes, sir.
Which you can't read.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No. Sanctified. No, I was just bringing out what the old brother had adding to that. Sanctified.
Yes, sir.
Again tomorrow.
So we're not even equal with nobody at all. We're
right.
Other nations. Sanctify.
Right.
Just sanctify.
Right.
Separation. Go ahead.
For thus said the Yahweh of Israel.
There is a curse.
The midst means in the middle of you.
Go ahead.
In the midst of you, O Israel.
You cannot
stand before our enemies.
Your enemies.
From among you.
See that?
Otherwise, you're not in order according to covenant. He's not with you. Until you get in order, that's when he's with you. Now, when you're in order is what you can read.
Yahweh.
Give me 59:1 to Brother Titus of Isaiah.
All right, 59.
What he's telling us is this. You got to be in order according to what the Bible's saying. What the scripture's saying, if we do the scriptures, he coming in. If we can't get these scriptures, he's going to stand out there and keep watching you according to 5:15 of Hosea until you acknowledge what I got written is going to stand. Look what he said in 59:1-2.
Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1 and 2.
What it say?
Behold, Yahweh's head is not short that it cannot save.
Okay.
Neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear.
Right.
But see,
mm-hmm.
has separated between you and your Yahweh, and your sin that hear his face from you.
Right.
That he will not hear.
He ain't going to hear you until you stop breaking what he got written in his Bible. Mm-hmm. Now go to 5:29-32 of Acts. Until we recognize what we're doing, that the Bible support what we're doing,
mm-hmm.
then Yahweh going to kick in. What he got written is going to stand because this is the Father's word. So what he got written or what he did in the beginning, that's the way it is now. 5:29-32, bring it.
Acts chapter 5, verse 29-32.
Listen to this.
Then Peter, chief speaker of the nation of Israel,
what did he say?
And the other apostles answered and said,
what?
We also obey Yahweh.
You obey who?
Yahweh.
Go ahead.
Rather than man.
See the man saying, go
ahead. Yahweh. Verse 30. Yahweh of all fathers is a the son,
yeah.
whom you slew and hanged on a tree.
They did it.
Go ahead. Verse 31. Him, my Yahweh the Father, exalted
uh-huh.
with his right hand
well, yeah.
to be a priest